If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great-looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hi everybody, welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. My name is Byron Pringle, and today we are recording Episode 8, Morning Routine for Self-Love. Now today's episode is going to be a segue off of last week's episode entitled What Faith Can Do. And the reason why I say that is because towards the end of the episode, I went ahead and gave you guys an assignment about setting up kind of like a morning routine to help kind of balance stress and anxiety and just kind of prepare yourself mentally for the day ahead of you. Now, today, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to set up a morning routine and to kind of just focus on yourself. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for about a couple weeks now. Been waking up a little bit earlier. I've got some tools, resources I would love to share with you guys. And I'm going to tell you what, my day has been getting a lot better by each and every day by doing these morning routines. So we're going to be talking about that. But first, I would like to share an email response that came in for last week's episode from Alex from Oak, Minnesota. Alex wrote in the show here and says that he's an office manager. He manages a firm of 40 plus employees. His job is pretty stressful. I mean, I'm a manager myself. I'm a restaurant manager, so I can totally relate to where Alex has come from. Like he said, he's got 40 employees. He's got sales quotas. He's got a hit for his corporate people. He's got hiring. He's got reviews. He's got customer inquiries. He's got a budget to manage. So there's just a lot that's involved with his job. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to what Alex is saying here. Alex said that he started developing a morning routine and he's noticed a significant difference in his day by day. So I appreciate you, Alex. Thank you for writing into the show. If you guys have anything you'd like to say right into the show, you can head over to your Facebook page and hit the send a message link, or you can send a message by email at info@therizomotivationalpodcast.com. Either way, I would love to hear from you. But again, thank you, Alex, for writing into the show. So, aside from that, I do have an update on the Amazon gift card incentive. Andrew from Dubuque, Iowa, which he's not too far from the show here. If you are listening to today's episode, please go ahead and write into the show. Again, head over to our Facebook page or send an email at info@therizomotivationalpodcast.com and let us know you heard today's episode. And Andrew, once you send that message, I will go ahead and forward you that $25 Amazon gift card. So for everybody else that's listening to today's episode, if you love what we do, please subscribe to our show. Then go ahead and like and share today's episode. Share it with your friends and family. That's how you can get into this Amazon gift card incentive. I've already given out about $150 worth of Amazon gift cards since we started this promotion. So, I mean, everyone can qualify for it. All you need to do, again, is subscribe, like, and share. That's all you need to do, and we will go ahead and, like I said, I'm going to draw names. We'll draw a name, I should say, on every episode, and I will let you know how you can redeem that gift card. So again, thank you, Andrew, for liking and sharing our content. We only grow when you guys like and share our content. So today we are going to be covering several key points here on how to manage a strong morning routine. And I'm going to tell you guys, it can be a challenge. It can be really a challenge because come like 5-6 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, you're going to have that little voice inside your head that's going to tell you, hit that snooze button, or, you know, don't worry about it, you got tomorrow to start this, you know, sleep in a little bit longer. So I'm going to tell you guys something. If you have to work, say, at 7 o'clock. So, like many of you guys know, I am a restaurant manager. I usually start work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I used to get up at 6 every morning. 6:15. Now, since I started my morning routine, I allow myself about a half an hour when I wake up, before I wake up. So, I set my alarm to 5:30. Now, the one key secret I have is I don't use my phone as an alarm. Just because when you wake up, first thing you want to do is you want to look at your phone. You want to check text messages, emails, your Facebook, and all that. And you want to just kind of get away from the social media, the text messages and all that. Because when you're setting up a morning routine, you want to focus on yourself and your mental wellness. Because again, if the first thing you do is you dive into your phone and dealing with all the life stress and all the technical problems that you have, your day is going to start at crap. And I'm going to be honest with you. So you need to start with a sense of purpose, hope, and love. And you have to invest that time in you. So like I said, you know, I start my morning at 5:30 every single morning. And what I do is I don't use my phone. I actually went to Walmart and I bought one of those traditional clock radios that you can put on your nightstand. So that's what I did. I spent $10, bought a clock radio and put it on my nightstand. So when that alarm goes off in the morning, I don't deal with my phone. You know, I just hit the power off button, I get up from bed. And some of you guys might be heavy sleepers. So my suggestion is set that clock radio on the other side of the room. Make yourself get out of bed to hit the off button. Because I know when I first started, I wanted to hit that snooze button so bad. So at first I did set my clock radio on the other side of the room and then I brought it a little bit closer to me every day. And then now it's on the edge of my bed, on my nightstand, and I just hit the off button and I'm up. So that's the first step. The second step is we need to set up a morning routine. Now, everybody's morning routine is going to be a little different. But like I said, the end goal, the end result of your morning routine is reinvesting in yourself. You need to focus on yourself. You need to clear your mind. And the last thing you need to do is focus on the outside world. So there is an acronym that I heard on this one podcast, and I think honestly it does miracles. So, but as long as you stick with this routine. So the acronym is SAVERS, S-A-V-E-R-S. SAVERS stands for silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. Now, for most of you guys, you probably don't know what scribing is. Scribing is, you know, being able to write or journal. So, and, you know, the J for journaling would not make sense at the end of SAVERS. So, again, that's silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. Now, if you can do all five, that'd be great. But if you can't, you know, as long as you can get one or two things in, that is extremely helpful if you can do that. So we're going to go ahead and dive into the SAVERS acronym. We're going to be talking a little bit more in depth on the benefits of setting up a morning routine and developing self-control and clearing your mind and getting a jump start on your day. So we'll be right back. Hey, you. Yeah, you. The creative entrepreneur that's listening to this very podcast. Now, are you struggling to get your message out to your target audience? Now, this is a very common struggle for most entrepreneurs that are searching for ways to effectively attract new clients and to build awareness for their brand. The good news is we have you covered with our Facebook Ad Campaign Manager program. Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users, and to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook to assist all small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your company and to help to build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost, please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Now go ahead and contact us today by emailing us at our Facebook page or send us an email, info@therizomotivationalpodcast.com, and let's work together today so that we can build a more of a profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get back to the show. Now, again, like for most of you guys know, I am a restaurant manager, and I used to wake up like at 6 o'clock where I have to be at work at 7, and my morning routine used to consist of waking up at 6:15, jumping in the shower, showering off. I am just throwing my clothes on, maybe getting a cup of coffee. If I can't get it, I'll stop at a gas station super quick because I can't wait until it's completely brewed to pour into my coffee thermos. I'm in my car, I'm rushing through, fighting traffic. I get to work and I'm just like, I'm not completely there yet, and I have employees asking me different questions, a lot of stressful things that's coming up, and I haven't had any time for myself. So if you can completely relate to that, you know, you're right here in the right episode here. So again, setting up a morning routine will help reduce stress. If you have poor sleeping or poor eating, or you have a poor physical condition, or if you're experiencing ineffective use of time, setting up a morning routine will help balance all that, and it'll give you a sense of urgency too. So that's key as well. So when we're looking at setting up a morning routine, we're looking at utilizing the acronym SABRES. Again, silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. So you don't necessarily have to do all six in one morning. Now, again, you know, I allow myself, you know, 30 minutes. Sometimes it rolls over till about 6:15, but I want to get it right every morning because it helps invest in myself. So allowing yourself to reinvest in yourself with self-love and time that you can just kind of put in yourself to help set yourself up for success. I mean, again, if that's only 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes, an hour, you know, whatever time you can give yourself, it's well worth it. So, okay. So when we get up in the morning, we need a moment of silence. When you go downstairs, the first thing I do, I sit in silence and I meditate. Meditation and prayer is key here. This is time that I have for just myself. I clear my thoughts and I try to center myself. And with prayer, it helps me balance everything that's going on outside of the world. And I'm going to cover a separate episode on meditation. We did spiritual relationships, so I am going to cover an episode just solely on meditation and the importance and the health benefits of meditation. But for right now, we just want to be able to kind of center ourselves. Now, I don't have a TV on. I don't have any music playing in the background or anything like that. I center myself in my world, and I sit in silence, and I pray and meditate. Now, as I'm doing that, I focus on the affirmations. Now, I use the I will term. So as I'm doing it, I'm telling myself, I will be successful. I will succeed. I will accomplish my goals. You know, and I don't use like what people would say, like, you know, all this money is coming to me. And then, you know, you're sitting there, you look at your phone, you're like, man, I'm broke. You know, you don't want to tell yourself stuff like that. But you want to use I will statements. I will become successful. I will achieve greatness. I will become the person that I desire to be. So using these affirmations helps set up your success. So we have silence, we have affirmations, and visualization. When you're in meditation, when you're in prayer, now I'm thinking about the life that I'm going to have. I have a very successful side business with my podcast, and I'm hoping here soon it's going to become a full-time income, and I can eventually leave my full-time job. So I'm seeing myself with a bigger home. I see myself traveling with my girlfriend. I'm seeing myself developing a future that I can be happy with. Now, afterwards, I focus on exercise. Now, I do some stretches and a little bit of yoga. Now, if you'd like to go out on a walk and a quick run, you know, more power to you on that. But I would say if you're going to do any kind of running or exercise outside, I would actually have your workout clothes and your shoes just right there. So instead of like digging and trying to get all this figured out where your clothes are at, have that all set out the night before. So then you can say, okay, I've done silence, affirmation, visualizations. Now I'm going to go ahead and throw on my workout clothes, I should say. And then you can go out on a walk. But for me, I do stretches. I do a little bit of yoga, just kind of work all the kinks out from the night before. And then reading. Now I do read for a little bit. I look at, I'm reading a magazine from Time here that focuses on relationships, exercise, inner life, diet, and meditation. Now, for some of you guys might be asking, you know, how much time do you do? I don't do a time frame. For me, for reading, I dedicate 3 pages every morning. Like, I am going to read 3 pages. So if you do 3 pages a day, say if the book is 90 pages long, then you can say, if I do 3 pages a day, 90 pages long, I'm going to have this book read within a month. So that's what I do. I don't dedicate a certain amount of time. It's the amount of pages that I'm going to read every day. And then finally, what I do is I journal what I read. And so whatever I've read from the article, I journal. And then I also journal about things that is going to happen today. So I make a list of, okay, so today I'm going to have to be at work from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. From 5 p.m., I have to go to the grocery store. Well, grocery store, I got to pick up this stuff. I am going to do some recording today. You know, I kind of plan my day out through scribing. And then, like I said, aside from that, I scribe what I've read and how I can apply what I've read today. So again, you have silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. So all different things that you can use in your morning routine that can help enhance your quality of life. So besides the SAVERS acronym, there's a couple more things I'd like to add. What do you listen to every morning? What kind of music do you listen to? Do you listen to any kind of music? Music has the power to motivate you. For me, I listen to motivational podcast episodes, and I would say start here, the Rise of Motivational Podcast. But what you listen to is subconsciously setting you up for the day that's ahead of you. So whatever you listen to will play out an important role in your life for that day. So listen to positive upbringing music. That's going to help drive your day to be a bit more successful. And then finally, take a cold shower. Now, my girlfriend thinks I'm completely nuts, but when you hop in the shower, turn the cold water on. It's going to wake you up. It's going to make you more alert, and it's going to push you throughout the day. So yeah, coffee is great. It helps sustain your mobility for the day, but a cold shower is going to make you more alert, and it's going to help drive you to be a better person for the day. So that's all I really have for today's episode. Again, establishing a morning routine will help reduce stress and anxiety. It helps with poor sleep disorder, eating habits, your physical condition, and an effective use of your time. So again, we have silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. And also, like I said, the add-ons, listening to positive music or, you know, great podcast shows like mine, and also taking a cold shower every single morning. You know, and if you even put 30 minutes in, you put 30 minutes in it. If you can put a full hour and use all 6 letters in the acronym, you know, great, awesome. So I'm going to encourage all you guys to go ahead right into the show. Let me know what your morning routines look like. You know, what have you incorporated? What are the benefits you're seeing? You know, if you have any other ideas or suggestions on what could enhance these morning routines, you know, I would love to hear it again right into the show. And also, please like and subscribe to today's episode. When you do subscribe, like, and share today's episode, you get into a drawing for the Amazon gift card, $25. So again, that's all the time I have today. please go ahead, like, and share. And I'm going to leave you guys the same way I do every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys. I appreciate all you guys. And we'll see you guys over on the next episode.